Emergency swarm cast, David Eichel, along with Sean Bock. Obviously, huge news broke last night and was confirmed today, Monday, around 11:45, that Iowa starting shooting guard CJ Frederick would be entering the NCAA transfer portal with the intention of leaving Iowa. It seems weird that I have to kind of clarify that, but, you know, some guys go in the portal to explore their options. But, Sean, I know you've written some stuff about it. I'm about to publish my impact article on what this means for Iowa, but there's really no way to sugarcoat this. I mean, this is a pretty drastic loss, to say the least, for next season's Iowa team.
Yeah, it definitely stings. I mean, because we talked about it all offseason with the likely departure of, you know, Joe Wieskamp and Jordan Bohannon, that, you know, Frederick was going to be the guy next year. And, you know, it really, really changes the whole perception of the team, honestly, without him. I mean, when he was healthy this year, you saw the upside. You saw the potential of what he could do with his scoring ability, and same thing on the offensive end. And, you know, Iowa was pretty fortunate to have guys like Wieskamp, Garza, even Jack Nungi, talk about Jordan Bohannon as well, to fill in for some of the scoring load when they were on the court. And when CJ was hurt, and when he was hurt, you know, he wasn't really doing much scoring wise. He really wasn't playing that much. So he was going to have that role next year, you know, be the guy, honestly, on the offensive end, you know, the perimeter scorer. They're going to find a guy in the middle. You know, they have the versatility at the 3 and 4 positions, but losing CJ Frederick definitely takes this one definitely hurts for Iowa, without a doubt.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, like you said, is they need to find shooters. I think Keegan's got the potential to be. I think Patrick showed some flashes, but man, I mean, by the way, I know some people still speculate what Jordan's going to do. I mean, I don't know this obviously, but I'm fairly comfortable and fairly confident that he's already played his last game at Iowa. So we'll see what happens, what he ends up wanting to do. Obviously, Luka Garza is gone. Like I said, Jack Nungi is gone. I mean, what'd you put the stat on our board, Sean? 23% of Iowa scoring now returns next year?
Yeah, 23-24%, with most of it being Keegan Murray, Patrick McCaffrey, and Joe Toussaint.
Yeah. I mean, talk about just a complete overhaul of the team. And, you know, this isn't my impact article, but I feel like you and I need to talk about this too. We'll obviously get into all the details about CJ in a second, but adapt or get left behind. I mean, Iowa has to go in the portal and they have to go deep. I mean, you talk about they need to at least get one big guy. And now I think you need to find a pair of shooters, not one shooter. You need two, because I think there's a lot of, you know, expectations now. A guy like Peyton Sanford can step in and contribute. You know, he might be forced to play a little bit more than originally he was going to, but man, Iowa's got to find some shooters, and they got to utilize that portal. They got to find a big guy. I mean, you talk about complete roster overhaul. This is probably one of the closest things you'll ever find.
Yeah, this next year and how they go about it in the next year is going to be really interesting. You know, Iowa had a bunch of momentum coming into the year on the recruiting trail with all the hype, put together a solid year, obviously didn't go as far as they wanted to in the NCAA tournament. Really didn't seem like, I mean, Garza obviously was going to be a guy go to the NBA draft. Jack Nungi was a little bit of a surprise, depending on who you ask. Joe Wieskamp, I feel like that is more going in one direction. And, you know, in the backcourt, they kind of expected CJ Frederick to come back. But now it's like that's a totally different situation. And, you know, Connor's been a good player for Iowa throughout his career, but he does not give you the scoring ability that CJ does from the perimeter. There's no doubt about that. They need a guy that's going to be able to space the floor and, you know, be a guy that can make shots from the perimeter at the two guard spot. I mean, you have Tony Perkins there, who I think is going to be a very good Big Ten player in due time, but he's not going to be your top scoring option. That would be very bad news.
And I'll say this too, Sean. I mean, people have asked, you know, did this take Frank McCaffrey off guard? The only thing I'll really say about it is, let me read this quote from Frank McCaffrey last week when asked about CJ Frederick. No, his injury will not require surgery. He's shut down since the season ended. He's about a week away from being back out on the floor. He's chomping at the bit, so he'll jump into workouts next week and hopefully stay healthy. That certainly doesn't strike me as Frank was expecting him to leave. And I think on top of that, too, you go to the Iowa Hoops page, Sean. You go to the Iowa Hoops page, Sean, and you see the statement that the university put out, and it said roster update. Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey announced Monday that junior guard CJ Frederick has submitted his name in the NCAA transfer portal. That's it. There was no comment. There was no well wishes. There was no none of that. It was just, yeah, he's going in the portal.
Yeah, and I know I don't want to look into it too much and speculate, but you look at when a guy usually transfers from a program, you know, the teammates will tweet out their support or, you know, post an Instagram picture, do whatever. You're not really seeing any of that with CJ and, you know, some of the other former players. So I think maybe, you know, a couple of the other players are kind of really blindsided by this and really confused by it.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing too. I don't want to like pour gas on the fire or speculate like you said, but, you know, I think whatever happens, I think it'll end up, you know, in due time, things will kind of pan itself out. But let's look ahead to next season, Sean. We kind of already touched on it. I mean, Tony Perkins will obviously have to have an increased role. I mean, I think Chris Murray, I mean, basically every scholarship player right now has to play next season just based on the roster makeup. Obviously, Iowa does at least one big guy. But, I mean, what would you say, Sean? Do you really – I mean, I think they need minimum one shooter. I think they need to go after two shooters in the portal at this point. And like I said, it's sort of the adapt or die mentality, I think, now in college basketball. And I'll go back really quickly to a quote Fran McCaffrey said last week where he was talking to one of his coaching buddies who said, yeah, I've already lost my three best players to the portal and we have to bring all these guys in. It's basically like an AAU team at this point. So Fran transferred and he said that the transfer portal is all awful. So he knows guys have legitimate reasons to transfer, but man, with about 1400 players in right now, Sean, I know they're not all scholarship, but I don't see that number going down anytime soon. And it's a very trying time, I think, for Iowa basketball. I think they need to go just all in on the portal.
Without a doubt. There's no doubt in my mind that they had to have at least two guys in the portal. I think big man was a priority, or big man has always been a priority, but they need to guard another perimeter scorer. And that'd be definitely nice to get a third or to get a second perimeter scorer. But I think the expectation right now would probably be, you know, two, depending on what the roster looks like here in the next couple of weeks, because big man's definitely a priority, no doubt about that. Philip Rebecca, I had some VIP intel up on the site that you can check out about him and how where that's going. I think Iowa's in a good spot there, but we'll see what happens. And, you know, they're going after a couple other guys too that I think could be intriguing fits that, you know, could play a pretty good role next weekend. Or not next, why did I say next weekend?
Next season.
Next season.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's just a lot of movement. Transfer portal has definitely changed the way college basketball is run and how, you know, the off seasons are gone about. I mean, you have recruiting. Recruiting's crazy enough. Now add in the transfer portal. Like, it's like you're recruiting for your own team next year. You don't have guys that are locked in. Like, you're recruiting for your new team. Like, there's just – it's getting absolutely crazy. You know, I understand why they have it. Like, why, you know, people think it's good. But, you know, you're silly to think that – it wasn't going to get crazy at some point. And that's what we're looking at right now.
You know, I tweeted earlier today, I said, with the way things are going right now, Sean, I think the transfer portal is going to cease to exist in a year or two, because I just don't think right now this is sustainable. But with that being said, before people freak out about that, the transfer portal in general, I mean, like the old rules for transferring before the transfer portal, they had to go though. I mean, there's no consistency whatsoever with it. And it was just horribly, you know, enforced. I think they need to get rid of the gray area. But, man, like I said, with a transfer portal like this, it's just not a healthy college basketball landscape. And I know people will say, if coaches can leave, then players should leave. Yeah, I think that's true, too. If coaches leave, then I think every player should have the right to transfer if they want to without penalty. I think that's, you know, without a doubt. And I'm just very interested to see how this whole situation plays out. As far as where CJ could potentially go, I know there's been a lot of, you know, Twitter rumblings about Kentucky. I mean, obviously that might be a fit for him. I mean, you think about, they need shooting. He's got ties to the area. But CJ is going to be pretty coveted, I think, Sean, just with his three-point ability. I mean, one of the best shooters in the country, I think, especially spot-up shooters. I think he's going to attract plenty of attention in the portal, and I think that might be understating it.
Yeah, I mean, the way college basketball is going, every team needs a shooter. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, CJ, I know he struggled with his athleticism this year when it came to the injury, but he's a solid, you know, defender too at times. There's a lot to like about his game that you can kind of fit in a certain spot. I mean, look at Kentucky. You can put all the talent in the world on that roster, but if you don't have a guy that can shoot, then you're going to be in trouble. We've seen that in the past. And I think CJ's going to look at that really closely and see what kind of role he could be in. I mean, he's close to family, closer, yeah, to his family and just, you know, closer to home. Like that could be a fit. I know Kentucky, I mean, look at what Tyler Herro did at Kentucky. I know he was more of a prize recruit than Frederick was, but really his role was to stand on the perimeter, shoot threes, and if a guy closes out on you hard, shot fake, find another way to get your shot off. And, you know, CJ can do that. I don't know to the level that Harrow did, but he can find ways to, you know, make plays for himself and make an impact on the floor with the shooting ability wherever he ends up, honestly.
Yeah, and like I said, we don't have any intel about where he's going to go or what's going to happen. I know, like I said, I know there's been a lot of popular rumblings about Kentucky, so we thought I'd touch on that. But yeah, as far as Iowa goes, like I said, I think it's going to be a completely new team next year. I think the defense is going to take a big step forward, but man, like I said, I think it's going to take a big step back as far as offensive production goes. I think, like you said, if they can land Philippe Rabraka, if he ends up going to Iowa, if they can land a couple more shooters, and I think that will be a big deal. But man, I mean, like I said at the start of the podcast, Sean, there's really no way to sugarcoat this. This is a bad loss for Iowa. And you think about just all the guys that they lose. I do think, though, I think Keegan's gonna take a big step forward. I think Patrick McCaffrey, I think people saw flashes of what he can do, especially in terms of getting in the lane. I mean, I think near the end of the season, Patrick sort of knew he could get in the lane whenever he wanted. And I think that's a good sign there. I think Chris Murray will have an impact on the floor. Obviously, they'll have Riley Mulvey next year, who's probably going to play about 10 to 15 minutes a game. I mean, obviously, Iowa's going to play whoever they land in the portal as far as the big man goes. Josh Ogundole, I'm still not sure where he's going to fit in. I think I think in time, he can be a good Big Ten player, but he's got a long way to go. But there are options on this team. But Fran's gonna have to tweak that offense and everything. It's just gonna be really interesting, I think, Sean, to kind of watch what Fran and company do, not even just in the portal, but just in terms of how they're gonna run the team next year.
It's going to look very different. And we've talked about offense, obviously, was the telling point this year, the big success of the team, the big reason why they were successful to a degree. But the defense was obviously a step behind. And that's going to be the opposite next year if this team wants to be successful. I mean, by no means am I saying they're going to be at top of the Big Ten next year, but they want to be middle of the pack of the Big Ten and, you know, compete for an NCAA tournament. That defense is going to take tremendous strides that we have not really seen yet in the Fran McCaffrey era, regardless of who's on the roster.
Yeah. So, I mean, I that's sort of my initial thoughts again with the portal. It's not just a strictly CJ thing. I mean, the portal is going to be a hodgepodge and a giant cluster for the next few months. I mean, I bet Iowa might target some guys aren't even in the portal yet. I mean, there's going to be so many more players that still enter. Again, I know this has been in the rumblings for a little while, but it was made official on Monday morning. And, you know, I think that this offseason, Sean, is going to be the most difficult offseason for Fran McCaffrey since he came to Iowa his first year in terms of trying to rebuild this team. Because you think about, again, you point to how much they lose, who they have coming back. Like, yeah, there's guys that have potential. It's definitely a more athletic team, but the shooting's not there. It's going to look different than I think any Fran McCaffrey team has really looked in his entire tenure, basically since he took over.
Definitely, and this summer too was big momentum-wise for recruiting. I mean, they picked up Riley Mulvey in the 2022 class, which was a really good pickup. But they have other guys that they're going after too: Kyle Filipowski, Desante Bowen, Jaden Shute, Tyler Nicholson, name a few that are being heavily coveted by other high major programs that, you know, are in a better position going in to the next season than I was. And you know, this could potentially have an impact. You know, all that momentum that they start to pick up on the recruiting trail a bit could ultimately, if like the success of the team does not, you know, there is no success this year, there's no NCAA tournament next year, then that could really ruin that momentum. And that's not something you want coming off one of your best years in program history. I honestly think, you know, they'll be able to figure it out, but it's just something to keep an eye out for the next couple of years, you know, because I mean, all this momentum in the program that they had, and, you know, now it's kind of looking, I don't want to say down, but it's not trending in a great direction.
And I'll say this too. I think there's a little bit more pressure on Fran, McCaffrey, and in Iowa in general, just to get the job done. Because remember what happened just before the NCAA tournament, Sean? Signed McCaffrey to a 4-year extension due to the success that they had this season. So they have Fran locked in. The roster's turning over. College basketball landscape's changing. And like you said, they're in on a lot of good targets in the 2022 class, but it's all about momentum. Can they keep it going? And it's going to be Fran's ability to adapt to the portal and the new landscape in general. That's going to dictate where Iowa can go this upcoming season. And I think over the next couple of years.
Most definitely. Most definitely. This summer is going to be huge. There's no other way of putting it. This summer is going to be critical, both on the AAU trail and in the transfer portal. It's going to be a very, very interesting offseason that, you know, was interesting already, but just got a little more curious about it.
Something else too that I want to talk about the transfer portal really quick before we wrap this up. Again, just emergency swarm cast, just a quick little thing here so we can get our initial thoughts out. Obviously, we'll have to talk more about this in the future, Sean. We can take a step back, but you got to wonder with the transfer portal, what's that going to do to high school recruiting? Like, yeah, the G League's always an option for the top elite recruits, but I really think this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt high school recruits because there's going to be teams that, guess what? They're not even going to go look at high school prospects. They're only going to depend on the portal. And I ultimately think, again, that's just another step in the wrong direction as far as what the transfer portal is going to be doing to college basketball and the culture of it.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I don't think Fran McCaffrey will go that route. I think maybe he'll look more into the transfer portal. But I also think that he's going to be one of the guys that, you know, looks a lot more at high school. You know, maybe that helps Iowa in some way. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe that helps Iowa in some way. But, yeah, that's definitely a good point that I've thought of, but, you know, I haven't really wrapped my head around it too much yet. That's a good point, Dave.
So, yeah, to wrap this up, I just want to reiterate one more time. I think that this offseason is going to be the most trying offseason in Fran McCaffrey tenure, especially after, I mean, at least since his first year. But then again, there's really no pressure for him in his first year. He's trying to change culture. He's changing the offense. He's changing everything. So with the culture and everything in place, his ability to adapt and the coaching ability to adapt to modern college basketball and the way they kind of respond to the adversity is going to define how Iowa does next season. But plenty of storylines will still come. There'll be more prospects enter the portal that Iowa will probably take a look at. But any final closing note, Sean, before we kind of wrap this up? I know again, it's kind of hard to really dig deep into a lot of these issues, basically the news just since it broke, but I thought it was important for us to be able to just kind of hash it out a little bit.
Yeah, I really got nothing else to add other than that this offseason is going to be a lot more interesting than we imagined. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this kind of changes Fran McCaffrey's mindset towards the portal, because he's talked about it that he's not a fan of it. Well, maybe now this is like, okay, you might not be a fan of it, but it might come to the point where you have to really use it as a resource.
I was going to say, the only thing I'll add to this is that I'm not saying this about Fran McCaffrey. This is in general. I'm wondering if the transfer portal culture is going to drive away some coaches in college basketball because they're just going to be so tired of it. I mean, I think we saw what happened with John Beilein. Remember when he left Michigan? I mean, there's going to be some older coaches that, you know, maybe they want to stick around for a few more years, but with the new culture and the way everything is being run, they might not want to deal with it. They might just dip out. So I'm very interested to see how the next couple of years go, because there's no doubt they're going to have a couple of years to sort of evaluate everything. But again, Hawkeye Insider, David Eicholt, Sean Bach, get 60% off an annual subscription just for a couple days. So be sure to go to HawkeyeInsider.com for all the details there for the most exclusive, in-depth, and complete coverage of your Iowa Hawkeyes. Be sure to follow Sean at SBach247. Follow me at David Eicholt on Twitter, and also Hawkeyes on 247. Until then, we'll talk to you guys in a few days. Thanks.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.